give you a little PG-13 warning for this, just in case.
Oh, my.
It is a setting the bar story, though. And what is that?
It's an example of what not to do.
Sure.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So the star of our story is Erin. And she got banned from flying American Airlines. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being banned from flying on a plane because you joined the Mile High Club.
Oh, boy.
You're doing okay.
Okay. And she's saying no, wasn't me?
Yeah, so she's 24, and she actually posted a pretty lengthy video after American Airlines banned her for getting it on with a guy on a recent flight. Now, listen, she only found out that she was banned when she tried to board a flight and had to spend $1,000 on a last-minute ticket with a different airline. Like, she was on the no-fly list. And
you're kidding.
No, here's her explanation.
I went to check into my flight on my phone and it didn't work. So when I got to the airport, I went to the kiosk and it also errored. I just went to the help desk and it errors for them too. And they're like, let us call someone and get it fixed. They get off the phone and she's like, you've actually been banned from flying American Airlines.
Yeah, you've actually been banned from flying American Airlines.
That is probably jarring information.
Yep.
And I was like, what did I get banned for? She was like, it's an issue of internal security. I can't tell you. I then finally get an email from corporate security telling me that I have been banned because I was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated.
Yeah, that's what they accused her of.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she's like,
not me.
It wasn't me. And
why,
here's
why are we not playing that song right now?
right, exactly. It wasn't me. Well, here's why.
Well, let me tell you, I am a 24-year-old lesbian.
There it is.
Finally, hear back from corporate security. I get a call being like, hey, we've reviewed your case, so we're going to take you off the no-fly list.
Yeah, so they actually, it took a couple months jumping through some hoops to basically convince the airlines they had the wrong person.
Wrong person. Okay.
So I ended up on the American Airlines no-fly list by accident, and I'm now out $1,000.
Yeah, she said she's now out $1,000 because she had to, again, book a last-minute flight on a different airline to get where she was going to go.
Dang.
Because of that weird error. Now, listen, you know, don't feel too bad for her because of this video, I guess, blew up on TikTok. She was able to monetize it, and she was able to make enough money on the video to cover the grand that she had to shell out for that.
Well, right. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But so they don't even, like, alert you to the fact where they're just, like, they just low-key ban you?
I guess
and
so.
And don't even tell you?
Yeah, so it was, she only found out when she was trying to check in to a flight. Like, they let her purchase a ticket. And then they're
that's
like.
That's crazy. Like, they don't pull you aside and say, listen. That's against the rules.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if she had previously bought that ticket and then it was already, you know, it had already been purchased and then this incident happened and then they put her on the no-fly list. And so when she tried to check in, then it was saying no, or if they just allowed her to buy the ticket and then they were like, oh yeah, by the way, you can't actually fly with us because you're banned.
So they were afraid of the confrontation by telling people that they're banned. They're just going to, like, low-key just cross
guess,
them off
I don't
the
know.
Put them on a list, not
Anyways,
tell them about it.
It was all misunderstanding.
Right.
And
but is that their normal practice, though?
Don't know. Listen, huh. I was just on a flight.
Did and, you see any sort of situation, maybe, may or may not?
And every time I'm on an airplane, I think about this. I think about people who've at least tried this. Because I'm thinking to myself, there's no possible way that's even that can actually even happen, the Mile High Club. Because, one, there's always a line for the bathroom. Two,
yes.
They're so small when you get in there, there's no possible way you could even squeeze two people
in
there.
Logistically speaking, it sounds problematic.
So, I would like to ask...
Stop it!
Is there anyone within the sound of my voice who has actually successfully attempted the Mile High Club? Or, maybe...
Do you think anyone's going to call and admit that?
I think so. Or, maybe this is the better angle to go. Are there any flight attendants or people who've been a flight attendant who
That's
have...
a better angle.
Caught people trying to check their card into the Mile High Club.
What a sassy start to the day.
I know, right? Because I legit was just on a red-eye airplane flight, you know? That's an overnight flight. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, the entire cabin's dimmed, but still.
Most people are sleeping.
Yes, most people are sleeping, but still even then.
It's time to get away with it.
Even then, the flight attendants are still walking up and down the aisle. There's still people going to the restroom. I'm like, how in the world is that even possible? So I'd
like. Well, Red Eye is probably going to be your best case scenario if you're going to try.
Kelly, have you? No. Of course you haven't tried.
Why do you even need
to ask me that? Sorry. It started to come out of my mouth before I realized who I was
talking to. Don't make me clutch my pearls again.
Don't make me clutch my pearls. All right, so we'd love to hear your stories about, quote, the Mile High Club, all right? Whether you were on one side or the other, or maybe you were waiting to use the restroom and people came out. You know, who knows? All right, 502-795-1997. Oh, we're already getting some stories.
That's great.
That's great. We'll tell your stories on the way next on 99.7 DJX.